This month marks the one-year anniversary of the Austin bombings, which killed two people and injured four others. One of the victims was 17-year-old Draylen Mason. He was a musician. He played double bass in several orchestras, including the Austin Youth Orchestra. KUT's Claire McInerney was at the Youth Orchestra's Spring Concert Sunday, which was dedicated to Mason.
The Austin Youth Orchestra is a select group of young musicians from around the city. Bill Dick is one of the group's conductors. He says Draylen was killed just a few days before a rehearsal last year. That day, they brought in grief counselors for the musicians and staff, and they've all spent the last year grieving and remembering Draylen in their own ways. But when it came time to plan the annual spring concert, he said he looked to Draylen's family.
And I must admit, I took a lot of inspiration from his family, who said, like, we want tributes to Draylen, not wakes. So I thought, well, we are going to do this concert of American music to remember his spirit that made him so bright.
Many teachers and fellow students said Draylen was a really talented bass player. When he died, he was waiting for college acceptances. He had been admitted to Oberlin Conservatory of Music. That announcement came after his death. He was also listed in the Grammys In Memoriam segment this year. While many say his talent was notable, it was Draylen's personality that fellow musicians were remembering Sunday. Andre Plakas is a 17-year-old cellist in the Austin Youth Orchestra. He says he first met Draylen in middle school when they were both playing for the Austin Chamber Music Center.
On my first day of ACMC, I didn't know anybody, and he smiled to me, and he came over and said hello, and I don't know, for a seventh grader, it was really nice to have someone come talk to me.
In the year since Draylen's death, Plakas said he's reflected a lot on how Draylen made everyone around him feel and tries to incorporate that in his own actions.
He's one person who was able to bring everyone together, but he definitely had an aura that accepted everyone that walked by him. And that's something I try to live for every day now. I try to meet someone new. I try to give him a smile. It's the little things that he does that I'm trying to incorporate in my life.
Other students say Draylen's kindness also extended to his style of playing. Helen Lundy is a 17-year-old violinist. She described Draylen as goofy and so much fun to play with. She says his enthusiasm for playing reminded her of the fun parts of being a musician.
He just brought, sometimes you can get so wrapped up into technique and just, did I play the right notes? But he brought joy, and he brought the feeling and the absolute joy of being a musician.
At Sunday's performance, the orchestra collected donations for a scholarship fund it created to help low-income families pay for music lessons. Other groups he played in have created similar scholarships or programs in Draylen Mason's name. Claire McInerney, KUT News.